It goes back to sort of childhood fears and nightmares. You know, I used to have a lot of nightmares about being chased by witches or sort of big, scary people. And there's all those fairy tales about giants and ogres and that kind of thing, which are, it is a sort of childhood fear of adults. And, you know, we're all told that teenagers are terrible and they're gonna kill us. But actually, adults are a lot more dangerous towards children than the other way around. So that's why the enemy in the series is adults.
And horror taps into big themes, doesn't it? Totally. Change and death and sickness and sex, but does it in a safe way.
Well, great. I mean, yes, exactly. That is why kids need to read horror, because they don't necessarily want to confront those things face on, but they will have to. And sadly, a lot of them do have to as they're kids. But, yeah, I mean, horror is a, you know, we're not, zombies aren't going to be, the dead aren't going to rise and start trying to eat us. So it is a very, it's a safe fantasy way to deal with, as you say, very heavy concerns. I mean, particularly our fear of our own bodies and the sort of, the stuff that's inside them, like our guts, that we don't want to think about.
And also, there's something interesting happens with this age group too, isn't it? Which is, on the one hand, they're stepping out into the world with a degree of autonomy that's new to them, so they're becoming adults themselves. But actually, they're threatened by those very adults too, aren't they? There's something, there's that threshold moment, which is very, it's got a peculiar sort of dynamism to it.
Yeah, well, I mean, those teenage years are about, and, you know, it's what we're going to talk about later with the woman who is trying to train her kids to be an adult, is yeah. The teenage years are about becoming an adult. And at what age do you do that? When are you ready for it? And it's scary, and that's why teenagers can be hard work.
They can indeed.
Which is why we should kill them and eat them.
You heard it here first, yes. If you want more information on that, the Radio 4 Action Line can help. But I was thinking, my introduction to fiction, how I would love to say that it was a leisurely read of Don Quixote or something like that, but actually it was the Herbert Van Saal edited series of the Pan Horror Books, which I encountered in Martin's The Newsagents in Barton Seagrave when I was, I think, 13. And I still, I mean, there's something so vivid about that. And the way I encounter that at an age where vivid things make a huge impression that I carry with me now. I could tell you the storylines from half of them now. And I wonder, you and I are roughly of the same vintage. Did they play a part in
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, the Pan Books of Horror were a sort of seminal teenage reading. They had very lurid covers and they had extremely gory.
It was mostly worms coming out of skulls.
That kind of thing, yeah. But they were a mixture of sort of classic, a lot of them were sort of 19th century ghost stories, but there would be a lot of very modern stories, which the whole point was just to be as gory and nasty as possible. And there was also a bit of sex in them as well.
Yes, there was.
Nice.